It's good to have you here this evening. Good to have you who are here in the auditorium, those of you who joined us with the streaming. This message that's being proclaimed tonight is the most important thing taking place in the world. You know, there's a lot of things that get the news. We've got a virus, and we talk about perhaps there'll be some kind of cure or vaccine that will get us through this. We have some political changes going on that even the world has an interest in and particularly are a focus for our country. But all of that pales into insignificance when we talk about the man whose birth we are celebrating. There's nothing more important in all the world than the message of Jesus Christ. The girls just sang of Emmanuel. The Old Testament prophet Isaiah, hundreds of years before Jesus Christ, prophesied that one would come and be born of a virgin, and his name would be called Emmanuel. Emmanuel means God with us. The unique thing the Bible tells us is that all the fullness of deity dwells in Jesus Christ in bodily form. Now you stop and think about that. That baby born at Bethlehem, a little insignificant town, and yet it looms large. We all know of Bethlehem today because of its importance of the birth of Jesus Christ. That was not his beginning. He's the one, the Bible tells us, who dwelt in eternity. And now he's been born into the human race, not ceasing to be God, that would not be possible, but adding to his deity humanity, so that now he is the God-man. If there was nothing else relating to the birth of Jesus Christ but that fact, it would be worth celebrating. It would be a focal point of history. But that's just the beginning. God became a man, was born at Bethlehem, and 2,000 years later, in Lincoln, Nebraska, and other places around the world, they are celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. Why is that important to me? Is it just an outstanding historical fact? Is he just a wondrous person? There's something more significant. Why would God become a man? Another of his names given. In fact, when the angel came to announce to Mary his birth, he told Mary what? You shall call his name Jesus, which means Jehovah Savior, God Savior. For he is the one who will save his people from their sins. Why is his birth so important? Not just because God has become a man, but the reason God has become a man. So he can be the savior of mankind. All around us in the world, we're reminded of the condition we are in. The very virus that is so devastating, it takes lives. People die. People get sick. People get diseases. There's turmoil in the world. There's wars. Terrible things are done. We hope for answers, but God has provided the answer. God has said, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. It's out of the heart of man, what is within us. That's the problem. God says the heart is deceitful and desperately wicked above all things. It's not possible for us to know the depths of depravity of a human heart, God says, but he alone knows. And the only solution to that heart condition of each and every person on the face of the earth is a solution that God provides. People try religion. I'm very religious. I go to church. I'm baptized. I take communion. I take the sacraments. I try to be a good person. It doesn't help. You have a fatal disease of your inner spirit, your inner person. It's called sin. It makes you the enemy of God. It means God in his holiness and righteousness will have to send you to an eternal hell, separated from him forever. I'll say, that's a gloomy thing to talk about at Christmas. I came to celebrate. Wait, we have something to celebrate. What is it? Unto you this day in the city of David is born a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. That's why it's worth celebrating. A Savior has been born. You know, we keep looking for a cure or something to deal with a virus that can be fatal. But that's not the serious problem we have. What will happen to you after you die? Where will you spend eternity? The glorious news is a cure has been provided. You don't have to work for it. You don't have to earn it. Almighty God has intervened on your behalf, on my behalf, to do what we could not do for ourselves, provide a cure, cleanse us from our diseased, sinful self, wash us clean, give us a new heart, make us a new person. On the inside, we get concerned about fixing the outside. God says you have to fix the inside, and only he can do that. So I sent my son to earth to be born into the human race. He didn't come to live, he came to die. Jesus himself said, I did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give my life a ransom for many. Have you ever understood the importance of that message? Jesus Christ came to give his life to pay the penalty for your sin so you could be cleansed and made new on the inside. Jesus said, you must be born again. Have you ever been born again? Made new on the inside. That's the glorious message of Christmas. Emmanuel has come. God in the flesh is come. And he went to the cross and died. Why? Because the penalty for sin is death. He bore our sins in his body on the cross so that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. Now there's a sad part of this glorious message. God says the wages of sin is death, but the free gift that God has provided and offers to all is salvation by faith in Jesus Christ. The saddest thing in the world today is that there is a cure for sin, but multitudes of people have refused to accept the free gift. The free gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ. He offers it as a free gift because he paid. Now all you have to do is receive it. How do you receive it? I see myself as God says I am. I am a sinner. You are a sinner. No matter how you would like to see yourself, no matter how I would like to see myself, God says, all have sinned. There is none righteous, not even one. And the penalty for sin is death. But the free gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ. So the most important issue you have to deal with in your life today is, have you ever received the free gift of God, eternal life in Jesus Christ? Have you ever come to understand you are a sinner lost and on your way to an eternal hell? But a loving God has intervened and had his son be born 2,000 years at Bethlehem, go to the cross, and that's an intensely personal message for you. It was for you he died. For you he paid the penalty. For me, it doesn't get any more personal than that. He gave his life for me. And yet, sadly, many people won't accept the gift. It's free. There's no charge. I'm not here to recruit you to our church. I'd love to have you come. But you could come here, be baptized, take communion, listen to wonderful sermons, and die and go to hell. Why? Because the wages of sin is death. It's not baptism. It's not communion. It's not listening to sermons. It's not going to church. It comes down to so simple. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son in order that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. We'll have a word of prayer. Consider where you are in your relationship to Jesus Christ. And Katie's going to come after my prayer and lead the girls again in singing of that wondrous night. Let's pray together. Thank you, Lord, for the greatness of your love, the love that's demonstrated in your Son, the one who dwelt with you in eternity, leaving that glory and coming and be born into the human race so that he, as the God-man, could go to the cross and die and pay the penalty for our sin. Lord, I pray that it might be the consideration of each person who hears this message to consider, have they ever received the free gift of life you offer to them in Jesus Christ? May the message of the birth of Christ to be the Savior of the world by his death become personal to each one of us. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.